us and all that he give us. No, I was reading a scripture the other night, and we often say, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Amen.
But the first part of that scripture says, submit yourselves unto God.
That's right.
Therefore, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. You have the instruments and the tools to fight with when you have God on your side.
Amen.
And you can run the devil away. But if you do it by yourself, you're fighting a losing battle. Amen. We're going to read this morning from Psalm 30, verses 1 through 12. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful and thankful for this opportunity to come together to worship. Father, this is a blessing that we desire to have your words in our hearts. Father, when you come, Lord, you bring forth the tools to fight with your Holy Spirit. Lord, and let us be yielded unto that Spirit, God, and ask you to fill our hearts with it, Lord. For we know the enemy is always constantly with us, but you are there. Lord, you will lead us through. We ask you to bless the service this morning. Lord, and touch and fill every heart. For touch the one that is sick in body. Lord, heal them. Lord, the ones that are sick in spirit, Lord, we ask you to deliver. God, be with us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to read Psalm 30, verses 1 through 12. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit.
Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
For his anger endureth but for a moment, and his favor is light. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
In my prosperity I said, thou shalt never be moved.
And in my prophecy I said, I shall never be moved. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplications.
What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall I declare thy truth?
Hear, O Lord, and be merciful unto me. Lord, be thou my helper. To that end, my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Amen. Brother Marco, would you come this morning? Take up your tithes and offering. Amen. Thank the Lord for that scripture, and I hope the Lord has turned your morning into dancing. Sometimes you might not do that externally, but in your heart, you just dance for the Lord in your worship. Amen. Let's Let's sing that little chorus. We'll give the glory to Jesus and be flat. Amen. How many want to give him all the glory, all the preeminence in our life? We just come here to let him have his way this morning. Oh, we'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love, and tell of his love. Oh, we'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love. Oh, we will give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love. Oh, and tell of his love. Oh, we'll give the glory to Jesus and tell.
Sometimes I soar like an eagle through the sky. Above the peaks my soul can be found. But an unexpected storm may drive me from the high. So grinds me low but never brings me down. And I know sunshine again, and I know the master. Let's sing that second verse again. Sometimes I soar like an eagle through the sky. Above the peaks my soul can be found, but an unexpected storm may drive me from the high. then come the storms, make the sun shine again. And I know the master of the wind.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's sing, "You Are My Refuge in the Key of." Amen.
You are my refuge. You are my sanctuary. And when I feel afraid, you're my hiding place. You are my refuge. And when the storm is raging, it's underneath your wings. Oh, I rejoice and sing, 'cause you are my refuge. You are my sanctuary. And when I am afraid, oh, you're my hiding place. You are my refuge. When the storms are raging, it's underneath your wings. Oh, I rejoice and sing. You all just sing it to him once more. Sanctuary. And when I am afraid, oh, you're my hiding place. You are my refuge. And when the storms are raging, it's underneath your wings. Oh, I rejoice and sing, you are my refuge. And when I look around and see the good things, oh, he's done for me, I know I'm unworthy of them all. Can you testify to that? And his blessings he freely gives. So much to him. Oh, I've got so much to thank him for. Oh, can you just lift your hands and thank him this morning? I've got so much to thank him for. So much to praise him for. You see, sometimes.
clap of praise.
I don't know about you, but when I sing that song, Brother Donnie, I'm glad God gave me a brain that I can do two or three things at one time. I start thinking about the things that he did for me. I start thinking. I don't think about them negative things. But we got to thank him in the good, and we got to thank him in the bad. Because it ain't bad for him, it's bad for us. We just got to make sure that we are victorious. We know we are. We know we have the victory through Jesus Christ. Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to have each and every one. Brother Mike, so, can't see you. Good to see y'all. Good to have you with us today. And appreciate you coming. And we got Brother George Quinn from Donegal, Ireland. Been 2 years. And he lost a wife in between that. So we are just, we love him. He knows that. And we appreciate him. Appreciate his stand, man. He's been solid as a rock for as long as I've known him, for 25 or 30 years. So he's going to come and bring the message for us today, and we sure appreciate him. We appreciate his spirit. And we want to pull on the gift. All right? We're going to pull on the gift today. And we're going to... I told him, I said, look, we're all a little bit older. But that's all right. God can give us a supernatural uplift today and help us all to pay attention. And I want to tell you that Wednesday night we're going to have a special group of people with us. They hadn't been here in a long time, but I got a call yesterday. Brother John and Sister Maya. They'll be here Wednesday night. He called me yesterday. He said, we want to see your dad. Can we see him? I said, yes, you come on, Brother John. We'll put you up in a motel room. We'll have service Wednesday night, and then you can go visit Brother Dale. I love people like that. Brother John and Sister Maya, we miss them here. And they were with us for a long time there, Brother Lord Walls. But they're coming down here to be with us. So let's just keep that, keep their travels in prayer for Wednesday night. So God bless you. Let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart as Brother George Quinn comes. He doesn't need any introduction to most of you. He's been here many, many times. So let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart and just pull on the gift.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart.
Bless the Lord Jesus. Amen this morning. Hallelujah. I was just wondering, Brother Wade, do you still sing this as your little opening chorus? for the people. And we do the same back home, actually. Amen. I love that song. Amen. And that little chorus. And Lord, prepare me. Many years you sang that too. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary today. Amen. Today. Not yesterday. That was, you did it yesterday. Now let him do it today. Isn't that wonderful? God bless you. You may be seated just for a moment. Praise God. Amen. And I will take off my watch. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. One of my problems has been over the years is when I start to do a subject, it gets so, it just grows. Amen. Instead of, 4 pages, you've got 6 or 7, 8 pages, 9 pages. I said, how am I going to preach that all in one sermon? You can't do it. But thank God. So I've tried to keep this down low today. Amen. For the morning anyway. So it's just, I want to tell you how sweet it is, how nice it is to be back. Amen. And praise God, the devil can put things, many things on the earth. And the pandemic was one of them. And but I'll tell you what, we got through that. And here we are on the other side. Amen. It didn't matter to us because he never stopped us. The word never stopped going around the world. Amen. We were able to stream and praise God. And on our property, I never seen my little town so empty. There wasn't nothing. Everything was closed. And just, I don't even know why I was there, but I was driving through it. I was the only one there. And amen. So we had to do that. But having our own property, we could walk around and get our exercise and things like that. But amen. We shall not be defeated. Amen. Brother Wade was right. He says, we are in the victory. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. The scripture cannot be broken. Amen. We know who we are. We know where we came from. And we know where we're going. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it's just so nice to be with you. And things change. Nothing in this life stays the same. And I'm sure a lot of you are old enough to know that life has changed. Things happen. And we're just out of control of that. But as Brother Branham used to always say, we can't stay here. Amen. And we will reach the point when, amen, and sometimes it's younger than older. Amen. You reach the point where God calls you home for whatever reason. But the thing is to know that he is in control. Amen. And the thing to know is, I'm sure I'd be talking to some people today that mightn't even think much of themselves. But you are important to God. He cares for you, and you're important. And you are here for a purpose. Amen. You say, well, I don't feel like, what purpose? The very fact that you're sitting there, and you're fulfilling a purpose. Amen. Praise God. The Lord has ordained that. And I love that, because in this message, amen, that we love, praise God, we can see that ordination in the things that we do and what is happening. And we look at the world, and we can see the world for what it is, and Putin for what he is in Ukraine, amen. But I'll tell you what, we're looking for the coming of the Lord. Yes. Amen. Yes. We're looking for the coming of the Lord. So certainly it was lovely to see Sister Peggy face to face this morning. I was talking to her one time on the phone, and it was lovely just at the beginning when Brother Samuel, about 2 years, and when he was just beginning to do that. And I've been through all that. Maybe differences and different things happen to different people. But we've been through it with my own wife. And I'm not going to say much about that, save this, that maybe later on I'll give you a little breakdown of it. But certainly what I know is that it was her time. Because Brother Brian, just remember this. Just remember this. It's God that takes you. Amen. The day that you're called, it's God. It's not, it's nobody else got that choice. Not the devil, not sickness, not nothing. He's the one that says today, this minute, it's your time. Amen. The same when you were born, praise God. The same when you go. Hallelujah. Isn't that right? Amen. Praise God. Certainly is. So we're so glad about that today. Amen. And bless God. I was so thrilled. There's I would just have to say this, because the pandemic stopped us traveling. And then when my wife began to develop the dementia, the vascular dementia, I just promised her that I would never leave her. And I actually cared for her for 2 years, 3 years. And we never went to any other country. I think I took her to Scotland at one stage. And that's another story. But praise God. But I never left her. And this year we were over in the Grand Canary Islands in January. Lovely 26-degree weather. Or would it be about 74? Something like that over here. But beautiful weather. And we enjoyed it. And she enjoyed it. And I was so glad we had that time together with my daughter there. And God is good. Hallelujah. There's too many people that I'm looking out at today that knows that. They don't have me to tell them it because they know it's the truth. They've experienced it. They know God is good. Hallelujah. And God likes to do nice things for his people. Amen. He really cares for us. Praise the Lord. So I'm so glad he's worked everything out for us. Amen. And I'm just glad to be here today and fellowship with you all. And God willing, we're going to see Brother Samuel this afternoon. Amen. And I've got a couple of little photographs of my wife, and you can see that the change. We know it's there. It happens in our life. And praise God. If you say, Brother George, are you afraid to die? I can tell you I'm not afraid to die. If this was my last day, I'll tell you I'm ready. Praise God, I'm ready. Because I know I'd step right into that theophany body. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've seen my wife going into it. I know it's there. It's real. It's not just some pie in the sky when you die thing. I heard our brother speak this morning about the atheists and that. Well, amen. Praise God. Yeah, you can say a lot about that as well, but we're not. Amen. And I'm just so thankful. And God bless you, Sister Peggy. Amen. All the family. And when I actually saw, amen. And the first one I came to today, Terrence. And I never said it to him, but when I first came about, that's the way Brother Dale looked. Brother Samuel. That's the way he looked. Just, you could see that, and that's what I thought. Yeah, I can remember all them years ago, he looked like that. So, amen, and it doesn't really matter, but the genes are all there in the family, and we're so thankful for that today. So it's lovely, we got to watch at the time, and as I say, I'll say more about my dear wife later on. But I did make a promise that we would get I'll show you this around and all that, where we made a promise to the Lord that I wouldn't do anything until we have it a little bit different in Ireland, in the churchyard where she's buried. They have a surround with it and the nice stones over that, and then the two headstones, one for her mama and one for her now. And that's the way it is, the way we do it. It's a lovely place. And I've got a little photograph on my phone. You see it's from the air. You can see it all. And it's a bit in the rivers beside it. And if the Lord tarries and I go, I'll be right beside her. I'll be right there with her. So, amen. But as I say, more on that later. Amen. But I wouldn't come anywhere until that was all set up. And now it's all done. And there's nothing more I can do physically for her. And we've been there a lot, actually, by 3 or 4 months. It's about a kilometer away from us, and that would be about a third of a mile or something like that. So it's easy just to pop down and just reminisce with her. And it's like my grandfather, when his wife passed away, he said, now remember this, he said, it's not goodbye. He said, it's just good night. He said, it's just good night. He said, I will see you in the morning. Amen. Is that right, folks? Praise God. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful to see, and I can see a move in the church. It's wonderful. Praise God that the Spirit's there, and we're all uplifted and moving on. And we are on a higher ground now. Lord, put my feet on higher. We're on a higher, more higher ground than we've ever been on. Amen. And praise God, we're getting closer and closer to that day, and that pull is there. Amen. And we can feel it. Hallelujah. Experience it. Amen. And that crystal is in tune with God. Hallelujah. That soul's in tune with God. And I tell you, it's good things. Amen. The world's in darkness, and we're in Goshen. We're walking in the light as he is in the light. Well, amen. I suppose you'd wonder about a pastor and how do you get your messages and what are you doing? Things just happen in different ways. You can get a message in different ways, but it wasn't all that long ago. I was reading that little scripture in Galatians. Amen. And it says, for I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Amen. Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Amen. Now, there's a man speaking about something that has happened in his life. Amen. And that's the whole criteria of it. Amen. Something got to happen to you. And you know it happened. Amen. You were there. Praise the Lord. And now you're living a different life. And that would be the title message. The life that I now live, I live by the faith of Jesus Christ. Now, you will forgive me. Amen. Because
I'm going to come to that in a later point. But it was just a few weeks ago that about 6 o'clock in the morning, I woke up. And, you know, a minister will tell you this. Sometimes when he gets real close and he starts to, it comes like a machine gun, you know. And you're thinking about it. Sometimes you get it wrote down and you're thinking about it. And this is the way it came to me. And that's what you're getting this morning. So you just understand that. Amen. Because I'm going to take you different directions. Amen. But first of all, now, what did you call it? Sudoku? Is that what you call it over here? Sudoku? Okay. And I'm sure a lot of you, maybe you're the one, I don't know. But I'm sure we'd all know what that game is, you know? Sudoku. Amen. Where you've got your box and you've got your nine squares in it and your letters. And you have to join them all up in one line and then the box and all the words, you know? And I never did that. I mean, I'm, 76 years of age now? And I never did that. And only when my wife passed away that I picked it up, one of her books, one day, and I started to do it. So I've been doing it ever since. Amen. With varying degrees of success. But, amen. I was thinking about that as we start off the message. Amen. And I was just thinking, you know, when this message came to me about numbers, you got to get your numbers right. Praise God. You know, I would like to just talk about that for a moment. For the younger people, maybe not so younger people, about the numbers in the Bible. Amen. Just for a moment. Amen. Like, if you looked at, say, the first 10 up to 12 numbers, but I'll not go into 11, but, you know, numbers are important. Amen. And the first number is that the Lord your God is one. Amen. Amen. Is one. I preached just a message not that long ago to my own congregation that what you can't separate and what you should be separated. So you can't separate the Godhead. This here, I was looking at there, Brother Wade, this morning. You can't separate that. Amen. There's your Amorphe there. Hallelujah. There's the servant who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And you can't separate it. You can't separate Jesus from Christ or Christ from Jesus. It is the one person. Amen. And so praise God, the Logos. You can't separate the Logos from the Amorphe because they are one. One's part of its God. I might even speak about a little bit. I was often wondered about divinity. You know, like divinity, we know about deity. He's God. He's all powerful. He's created. But what is divinity? And I thought about that and maybe share a little bit about that, you know. But one God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we see that when he expressed that, because that's important as we're going to go into this in a moment. Something that was lost but was found again, and we've got it. Hallelujah. That's the great thing. Amen. Talk about what about in the 1840s or something, the gold rush. Amen. Well, we've got the gold today. Amen. We certainly got it. Hallelujah. And two witness, you know, the two is always the number of witness. Amen. And the two witnesses that are to come. And Brother Branham was almost jumping like that when he said, when I saw that, he said, it's not one, it's Elijah and Moses. Amen. Two, he says, coming. And he said, that was a real blessing. That's the only time that the two came together. That's how important it is to the Jewish people. Amen. In the great tribulation. Amen. And so, and the three, which is a beautiful number, the most beautiful number. I sometimes would just use a Sunday morning and preach these things to my people. And maybe we're talking about the first seal. I did that not long ago. I've got, and you know, and there's a lot when you read them things. There's a lot there. Praise God. And three, the perfection. Amen. The three offices, because it is three is divine perfection. That's his perfection. Amen. And his three offices. Amen. And amen. It's the first of the perfect numbers. One of them, three and seven and 10 and 12. And if you multiply them all out together, you end up with 2,520. And that is the time of the dispersia across the world. And then, praise God, that is the time of the Gentiles. And these are all gone now. The dispersia is over. The Gentiles times virtually 999% over. And praise God. So these are all important. Amen. And you could say a lot about that. You could make a message. I've got it. But it's beautiful. And four, the earthly number. Amen. You know, I heard somebody say one time when I was a young boy, he said, says, never get so heavenly minded that your feet is not on the ground. Amen. So some people can have their head in the sky, but that's not a good thing. Not all the time. Amen. So praise God. But four is the four winds. Amen. The earthly, the four horsemen that are unleashed on the earth. It comes on the earth. Hallelujah. And of course, the four seasons of your year. Amen. Your winter and summer and springtime and harvest. Amen. It's just so beautiful. Hallelujah. That God said, I'll never break that. That cycle will never be broken. And when God says it, you can rest your soul on it, because it will come to pass. It has to come to pass. So praise the Lord. And the five, I'm not going to say much about them, just to bring it to your, because you got to keep your numbers right. Amen. And five, that unmerited favor of God, that wondrous grace. I learned a little hymn years ago, and it was, wondrous grace, it reaches me. It reaches me right down where I couldn't even reach myself. He reached down his hand for me. Amen. For me. Hallelujah. I was lost and undone without God on his son until he reached down his hand for me. Amen. Well, wonderful. Just wonderful. And of course, six, Adam was created on the sixth day. We know that. And praise the Lord. And of course, the Antichrist comes. 666. Yeah. And what happens then? Man trying to take the place of God. That's all. That's what it comes to, that point, that man is God. Amen. There's a lot of people believe that. They believe that they're the deity. And what are they? They go down to the grave like all the other people. Amen. Praise God. Yes, absolutely. Hallelujah. No. Amen. I'll just go on. I was nearly going to venture out there, but I'm pulling it back. Hallelujah. Seven, the spiritual perfection. Oh my. Spiritual perfection. Isn't that wonderful that God would call you that? Spiritually perfected people? Because you're a seven. You're the last age that's on this earth. Amen. There's not eight ages, seven church ages. Perfect perfection, spiritual, and completion. It's done. Hallelujah. Amen. And when we think about that, three and seven, amen. And God created the world in 7 days, and a day. We know it's with the ages. We'll get that to later because it's in the notes. But the seven church ages and the seven seals and spiritual completion and perfection, amen. To us, and this is the what we're walking in these times. Hallelujah. This is what we're walking in. The truth of them, amen. And the blessing of them, amen. And you notice that if you look at seven, and you've got three plus four, and there you've joined your spiritual perfection, amen, to your spiritual completion. Amen. God's part the three, you're part on the earth four, and here we have seven, and we're still here wanting to go. Amen. Praise God. You know, somebody said, are you looking for a great revival all over the world? I said, we're looking for the coming of the Lord. That's what we're looking for. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, hallelujah, and amen. And that first part, that is that divinity of God. When I got thinking about that, boy, it blessed my soul. I've got a whole message on it, on the divinity and all the things. You know, we sing a song and it says, you know it well, love divine. All loves excelling. Amen. And we know that. And divinity actually speaks of the person of, let me read it out like this here to you. Amen. There is only one divine person.
Amen.
Only one. And that's him there. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you say, well, what about this? You can't divide them. Hallelujah. That's the only divine person there is. Amen. He was divine at the tomb of Lazarus. Brother Branham says, yes, he was a man. He could weep. Amen. I'm calling Lazarus back to this old world. Amen. Oh my. I wouldn't call my wife back to this old world for all the money in the world. I would not do it. Praise God. And we're trying to get out, not get come in. Amen. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ truly, God and man. And the divinity is the distinctive nature or essence of God, what he is. That's the divinity. Amen. What he is. And it's a funny thing, if I never give this to Joe, but in one Romans where it talked about that the heavens up there declare his eternal Godhead. And that word Godhead there is translated divinity. So show his divinity. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's a divine. Amen. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. And that divinity has been given to the church. You say, well, how would that be, Brother George? You know, you never, when you talk about deity, you never say divine deity. Like, you never use that, but you do use that term divine for divine love, divine healing. Is that what we call it? Divine healing. Amen, because it's showing the essence of what he is. Hallelujah. And praise God, the divine authority that he gives us. I'm going to speak a little bit about that in a moment. And the divine revelation. It's divine. It has to come from that one person. That's Jesus Christ himself. That's why the life that I now live, I live it by that faith of Jesus Christ. Amen. In me. Christ liveth in me. Amen. So, hallelujah. Now, and you can go right into 8 and whatnot. The new beginning. Isn't that wonderful? And you know, folks, Scripture cannot be broken. I don't care. Anybody can come and say this, that, or the other. Scripture cannot be broken. If God said it, hallelujah, God will do it. Amen. And so, hallelujah, there's going to be an 8th day. There's going to be another spring. We'll be in a millennium. But we'll also go into the eternal day. What a day that will be. Amen. And I can't wait there to see that crystal sea or crystal water flowing clean, pure. And what a place that will be altogether. We'll just cannot fathom what that's going to be like. Amen. Praise God. And he has revealed it to us, because John, being our type, he had a tour. Amen. I love that. You know, you go over to Israel, somebody take you on a tour around all the places. This happened here. That, but you know, I'll tell you what, John got a tour of the New Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And thank God, we've had a tour of it too. Amen. The future home. And Brother Webb was telling me he'd been speaking about that too. Well, we speak about everything, I think, over the last many years. We've covered nearly everything there is to cover. But praise God, as regard what's there. But it's getting into the ethos of it now. It's getting into the power of it now, the authority of it now. And we'll talk about that just in a moment. 9 and the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. So praise the Lord. And 10, what God ordains to be, to rule us, like the 10 commandments. And, you know, these things, and I was thinking about these things. You've got to keep them right. Amen. And the 24 elders, the 12 of apostles of the Lamb, and the sons of Jacob, amen, of Israel. You've got to put them together. The 24 are, there they are. Amen. And we've got the revelation of it. And that's so important. I want to speak out just in a few moments about two of my favorite quotes. Now, this is the way the Lord led me. That's why I'm going this way. But just in a moment. And so, praise God, when we think about that, and these scriptures cannot be broken. They're there. Hallelujah, right now. And so, praise the Lord. And you know something? I want to say this as well, that, you know, I'm not trying to stand here and tell you what I know. Oh, that fellow, he knows a lot, doesn't he? Because that would not be my purpose. Amen. Praise the Lord. God forbid that. But what I am trying to do is tell you, I know whom I have believed. I know him. Hallelujah. Like you, many of you here know him really as much as I do. Amen. We know whom we have believed and are persuaded. We're convinced, hallelujah, that he is able to keep that which I've kept my whole life. Brother Dom, my whole life committed unto him against that day. There's going to be a day coming. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, we'll all stand there and our works will be all tried. But oh my goodness, everything that's done for Jesus will last. Amen. And you know, it's wonderful that you might say, well, could you tell me all you've done? I forgot 95% maybe of what I've done. But I'll tell you what, I know there's somewhere somebody didn't forget. Hallelujah. So we leave that with the Lord. Amen. Now, amen. Okay. Hallelujah. Now, I had two favorite quotes, and they really are personal, and it would make me hop. You know, I get so thrilled. I've never lost that. From when I was a young man in the ministry, I never lost that. Amen. There's still an 18-year-old in here, all right, Brother Wade. You know, praise God, something that, you know, the body can't jump the way you used to. The body can't do what you used to do. Like, you know, I was up there painting at the wall, you know, and whew, I was glad to get finished, you know. You know, and that's it. See, but two of my favorite quotes, and I want to give them to you because they mean so much to me. And I'm sure to some of you young people here today, they'll mean something. All of us. Amen. And I love this. In the Laodicean Church Age book, it's the book chapter 9. Amen. There. where Brother Branham made this statement, and I love it. That's why Brother Joe might shoot it on here, Malachi 4. He said, now this minister, this messenger of Malachi 4 and Revelation 10:7, you can't split them up. You just can't pull them apart. Amen. You cannot do it. Hallelujah. And so it's going to do two things. Two things. What? One, according to Malachi 4, he will turn the hearts of the children to the fathers. Man, we understand that to be, we're the children, turn our hearts back to the Pentecostal fathers. Yeah, we understand that. Amen. And two, he will reveal the mysteries of the seven thunders in Revelation 10. Amen. Which are the revelation contained in the seven seals. Now that's what he said, and I love simplicity. Praise God. I love simplicity when God just says it like that. So you don't need to worry, what's these? Is there seven more thunders or anything? That's exactly what he said. That's exactly what he meant. Amen. You know, the Irish people consider themselves plain speaking people. Amen. And you always say what you mean. And you always mean what you say. Amen. And that's the best way to do it. So he meant what he said here. Praise God. And amen. It says, it will be these divinely revealed mystery truths that will literally turn the hearts of the children to the Pentecostal fathers.
Amen.
Now, and I'm not bragging or boasting, but I can tell you one thing. When I get the glory, and somebody out of the first church says, oh, Brother Quinn, it's great to see you here. Amen. And what did you do for the Lord? And in our day, we saw healings all the time, and we saw the mighty hand of God doing miracles. I say, amen, and so did I.
Amen.
So did I. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because our hearts have been turned back. We've got the same spirit that Paul had. I said it many often times, Brother Wade, that, you know, in the church, if Paul was sitting there, he'd be amen in the word.
Amen,
amen in the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. He wouldn't be sitting there anyhow. I'd have him preaching, but you know what I mean. Hallelujah. Praise God to see my brother Branham. Have you there? He's just amen in the word.
Amen.
I enjoyed that. That's good. You were right there. You kept it straight. Hallelujah. And so it's wonderful. And just think about that today. Young people, your heart has literally been changed back. There's been a change in your heart back to what they had at Pentecost.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. Woo. Woo. I remember we were over, I was over in Myanmar, and we actually, from Phu Phet, you could take a place, a little flight, and it's dangerous because it's going through the valleys, you know, and there was an air crash in it not long ago, and we went up to a place where the big prison was, but it was also a tourist attraction place. So we were there, and that night it rained hard. And when we arrived, the pastor was brushing out the water out of the basement. And that night, the people came. And they came in, like, a tractor and a trailer, and they were all on it. And then there was another one. And that's how they came. Now, I often wondered about that. You know, is this like rent a crowd? But it's not rent a crowd. Hallelujah. It's as many as wanted to come that could get on was there. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you what, I'm sure they were glad they were there, because at the end of that service, and this woman there was there, about a 14-year-old girl, I think, her age was, and I've still got her testimony wrote down. And wow, when I went down and was praying for the people, she said, this girl, our daughter, she said, she's deaf. She can't hear nothing. She's completely stone deaf. And I said, well, I'll pray for her sister. And I prayed for her, and nothing happened. She just looked at me, and nothing happened, and she couldn't hear nothing. And I said, well, that's fine. Amen. I said, I want to apologize that we should have the power. And I'm going to talk about that in a wee moment. But we should have the power. But amen. And that was it. So we moved on, prayed for that. Well, the next night, and I was only there two nights. The next night, that girl, her mother brought her out again into the prayer line. So I looked down and I said, well, my, that's faith. I love that. You know something about prayer? Can I just throw this in here right now to you? Something about prayer. You could have been praying, I'm sure some of you have been, praying for years, year in, year out about a thing. Maybe it's a loved one, anything. And you're praying, or maybe about yourself, something that you would like God to do. And all them prayers seems to have just hit the ceiling and back. And you're never going to get an answer. But, well, Zechariah was like that in the temple. He was exactly like that. And Gabriel says, and your wife will conceive, and your prayer is heard. That's what he says. He said, what prayer like would you be talking about? You know, I mean, well, you know, come on, let's get real here. What are you on about? And he said, you're going to have a child. Oh, no, I don't believe that. That was maybe a couple of years back, 10 years maybe. Yeah, I don't believe that. Yeah. He said, okay, you don't believe it. Well, you'll be deaf or dumb until the day it happens. Yeah. Amen. Because I've come from God to tell you this message. Yeah. And amen. So God can hear. The first day you can pray a thing, it may take 15 years to answer, but I'll tell you what, the first day you prayed it was heard in heaven. You find that out with Daniel. You find that out in the book of Daniel. Okay. And that's the way it is. Amen. And I love this here. May I just throw this in before I get onto that other quote. He said, but consider this also. This prophet messenger will be in his nature and manners as were Elijah and John. Elijah the Tishbite and John the Baptist. The people of this prophet messenger's day will be as they were in Abraham's day and in John's day. Absolutely, absolutely. Surrounded by unbelief. Amen. Praise God. It's always going to be that way. And I remember one guy, I seen him there not long ago, but I just didn't get a chance to talk to him. And he's a kind of a, he does this music. And he said one day, he was singing, he wrote an article. And it was nothing to do with anything that he was talking about. He said, and the people that believe in Noah's Ark and all that bunkum and all that there. I say, well, I'd love to talk to you one day about it. I'd love to talk to you about it, but because God said it happened, science is even telling what happened, that's not going to convince an unbeliever. That ain't going to convince the one. You heard our brother this morning speaking about that. That won't convince an unbeliever. Amen. Praise God. But listen to this. Amen. So, as it were, in Ahab's day, and we talked about the yesterday, we were talking about everything yesterday, and praise God, we're talking about the seven messengers in the Old Testament church. Amen. And they are there. Hallelujah. And praise God. And it says, and since it's only the children whose hearts will be turned, it's only the children who will listen. Amen. There you go, folks. There you go. Amen. Praise God. And the best you can do is just hand it out, do what you say, and let it the rest with the Lord. Amen. And witness, and your life is a witness. I know that. So it's wonderful. And then, could I just go on this very fast? Amen. Brother Branham said, the church has labored against sin for 6,000 years. True enough. And one time, you'd say, well, Brother George, did you ever see an angel? A couple of times, I could say, probably. But one time, I was over in Scotland, and I down at the grass market below the castle in Edinburgh, that's where they used to hang the people that disagreed with the system at the time. And so people paid with their lives. Well, you know, there was no nice funeral homes and all in them days. You were thrown onto a cart, taken up the little hill, and you were just thrown into a pit, covered over, and that was that. And so now they have a monument to that, and it was all kind of grey over when I was there. And I was reading it about how these men sacrificed their life for the cause of Christ. And I salute you today. Hallelujah. Amen. And something said behind me, amen. Amen. And I looked around. And I seen this fella here with black hair, a bit taller than I was. Amen. With a white gabardine coat on. And so I turned back. And I'm just thinking, you know, a couple of seconds more. So I turned around to talk to him. And he wasn't there. I thought, now, hold on a minute. You couldn't even have the time to walk up to that door of that church way up there. So where did you go? I looked everywhere for him. Couldn't find him. Amen. So praise God. It happens. And the church has labored against sin. In the Axe Age, they went to, there's a man I want to meet where he could have kissed that little idol or did what he had to do for the Romans. And they said, oh, you're okay, you can go. But he wouldn't do it. He said, I am a Christian. And they got him right into the arena in Rome. And they said, now all you got to do is bow down to this little thing here and take it and whatever you did. And you can go out. Your life saved. And he said, I am a Christian. And they sacrificed him. It cost him his life that day. Well, I want to shake his hand one day and said, I was blessed by your testimony. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. I was blessed by your testimony. Praise God. Okay, so we've been laboring. It hasn't been easy. Praise God, but it's glorious. It's a glorious path. Hallelujah. And I'm glad. I can look back on that, and I'm so glad. Amen. And thank the Lord. And the 7,000 is the millennium. And the millennium, I preached on this, the memorials of God in church, in our own church, the memorials of God and how Joshua crossed the River Jordan and they set up the stones and, you know, the memorials of God and Samuel raising the Ebenezer, the stone of help. Hallelujah. He's a help, folks, today to you. A present help in time of trouble. And God knows I can tick that box. Amen. Hallelujah. And so here he is, a memorial, the millennium, not 1,000 years of peace, will be a memorial to all creation that God has redeemed his church. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll look around and we'll be enjoying that and say, God has redeemed his church and here we are. What a glorious thing. I love that. Amen. When he lets a man live to 1,000 years, it's a type and a memorial. No man in the Old Testament lived 1,000 years. But I'll tell you what, we'll live longer than that. Amen. Praise God with eternal life in us. And so it's wonderful. A type of a memorial that he will never more destroy man. Hallelujah. And there'll be never no more sin. Aren't you going to be looking for that? No more unbelief. Amen. You're not going to meet anybody over there who says, I don't believe it. Praise God. They're not going to be there questioning it because you've come through the whole thing and you're there. Amen. And he said, we're at it right now. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, we're right there. Now, that would lead us on to something else because this is a very important thing for us all today. That we've had a change from this message has done one wonderful thing, many wonderful things. But one of the glorious things that it did is it acknowledged the supremacy, the supreme deity of Jesus Christ. That this is a new second person. This is the person of God. Hallelujah. And the supreme deity. He said, Brother Branham said, it's the greatest of all revelations. Amen. That's what he said. It's the deity, the supreme deity of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can't get to first base. Now, I know, but I was at a baseball match up there with Brother Ron Spencer, and I think it was his nephew or something was playing the baseball for the school, and we went to see it, and I learned more lessons that night about it. I didn't know really, but I learned some lessons, you know. And I know one thing, if you hit that ball right and goes out of the stadium, well, you got a home run, baby, that's it, you know. Amen. So I learned that much, praise God, and of course you got your popcorn and all that there, but I'd never bother with that. It wasn't. Amen. Hallelujah. And so he said, you'll never get out of first base until you realize that this is a supreme deity speaking to you every day. Amen. And taking the time to speak to you every day. Hallelujah. And so, the first of all revelations. Amen. And you must know, I'm going to spend a little bit of time here, but not much, but you must know who he is and when you hear his voice. That's it. Like Samuel, you know, Samuel didn't know who it was. And Eli says, no, go lie down. And then he called him again. He didn't still know. And the third time, Eli was spiritual enough to realize, look, it's more than just man here. He said, the next time he speaks, say, speak, Lord, for thy servant. And that's your theophany. That's what he was standing on, because the Lord stood there. Amen. Praise God. He wasn't an invisible God at that moment. He was in a theophany, and he speaks to Samuel all what was going to happen. Amen. And the same voice sounded on Mount Sinai. The same voice sounded on the Mount of Transfiguration. The same one like unto the Son of Man. Amen. Right there in Revelation 1. And what is it? It was the revelation of the supreme deity. Amen. Being God himself. Now, hallelujah. And you know, where Brother Branham talked about the inner church ages, about Luther's time. You know, that was a wonderful move of God in Luther's time. But the trouble was with his move is that so many just wanted to leave the Catholic Church. Get out of it. They've seen the ridiculousness, and there's people like that still moving out of it. Amen. A lot of Catholics in Ireland have been shaken to the core about what they were doing with the children. So, amen. And so a lot of them just left to do that. And not because they had a spiritual thing with God. No, they just left with the rest. Amen. It was the thing to do. Get out of that blackness. And you know, and it says that, Brother Branham here, he quotes it. He says, amen, that he says that you have a name that you live, but you're dead. Yes. Amen. What a thing to say. You have a name that you live. Amen. Praise God, but you're dead. Hallelujah. Well, he doesn't say that to this age. He talks about the Laodicean day, amen, lukewarmness in the churches and all that, but not of the bride. Hallelujah. He's talking to the overcomers here, you know. And if you read the book of the Song of Solomon, come away, my love, my fair one, my dove. That's not the Laodicean church age. That's the bride in the Laodicean church age. Amen. And so we're so thankful. Amen. And you know, that was... Why? Why was that, God, Brother George? Because that's when they lost the deity of Jesus Christ. They lost the name. Hallelujah. And they did it. They did it and brought in a triune God at the Council of Nicaea. That's what they did. Now, the thing about it is this. Amen. Praise God. To lose the name. What they had. I remember I had the book, and you still get it on the internet today, on the life of Columba by Adaman. And Adaman, at that beginning of that book, he says, greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the way he's writing the book. And I think, wow, that's wonderful, because you have not denied his name. But, amen, before his life was ended, and the Romans had made so much instep into Britain, amen, they got him to a point where they got him to change Easter, and they got him to a point where he denied the name, and he went to Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Well, I'll tell you, when he went back up to Iona, hallelujah, a lot of the monks there weren't going to have that. Amen. Said, if Columba taught it, it was right, and we believe it, and you can go and do whatever you want, but we're staying with what he said. Well, that's wonderful. But the name was lost. Amen. It was lost. Hallelujah. And the thing about it is, amen. Hallelujah. Right here at this age, praise God, here comes out the name of Jesus again. In between these ages, the open door where he came up when he seen the one sitting on the throne. You show me any place in the scripture where there's more than one sitting on the throne? I've never read it, and I've read the Bible a couple of times, good couple of times. I've never read it. There's two sitting on the throne. Amen. And the one that'll be there will be his bride. Amen. Praise God beside him. But here, amen. And John saw him standing there at the seven candlesticks, he says, I am Alpha. I am the beginning, and I am the end. Hallelujah. What you see, John, my divinity here today, the supreme deity of who I am, amen, will be restored again. It was lost at the beginning. It will be restored again, and it was restored in our day. Amen. It came to us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, the light rises in the east and sets in the west. It's been dismal, dark time, but it shall be light in the evening time. And that's one of the lights that come out of it, that supreme deity. And I want to show you how important that is. Amen. Praise God. And then we're going to go on to the highlight. Amen. I'm watching the time. Amen. So, praise God. Way back then, I am he that was, which is, and which is to come. I am the first and the last. I am El Shaddai. I am the Almighty. Amen. He said it three different times. There's his divine perfection. Three different times. Amen. And praise God, making himself deity to the first church before he went into the last age. And my, could you imagine John Wesley believing? I was over there in London, and I said to the pastor, I said, I've never been to where John Wesley had his church and that there, where he's buried and all. He said, I'll take you. So he did. And it was beautiful, because in that place, and they used to go away upstairs, you know, right up to the pulpit, and he was nearly, could preach to the people on the balcony. He was nearly that high up. But he was a small man. He was a really small man. He's been smaller than me. And you could see his clothes. Just, you know, a teenager would hardly get into them, that small. Amen. And there he was, and he had a little hat there, and I touched it, and he says, oh, don't do that. I said, I'm sorry, because it was one of his real hats that he wore. Amen. It was just awesome. And we went round all that, and we went into his little bed chamber, very humble, amen, and lovely like that. And then she said, and this is his little prayer closet here where he used to come and study and pray. And we went in. And she turned around and she said to me, would you like to pray? I said, I sure would. Amen. Praise God to walk in the steps of that man. Amen. And we did pray. And it was a wonderful day. And we went outside where he was buried. And I asked, was he, you know, when you get, what do you call it, the embalming? Amen. I said, is he embalmed? He said, no, he's not embalmed. And I said, where is his brother, amen, Charles, buried? And he says, old Charles wouldn't be buried here. He says, Charles had to be buried in one of the Church of England places, the consecrated ground. Amen. Well, folks, you don't care about the consecrated ground. Doesn't matter where you're buried. You ask the Apostle Paul. Because within 5 minutes of being cast into that pit, he was standing in the presence of God with his head back on again. Hallelujah. Amen. Just wonderful. Hallelujah. So, it came back in the last age. Amen. And Brother Branham says, what he said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. Who do you say that I am? Well, you're one of the Trinity, Lord, you know. No. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, flesh and blood has not revealed that. But my Father in heaven has revealed that to you, Peter. And all that you've got today has been revelation to you. Amen. It had to come to you. You had to see it. Hallelujah. Amen. It's nice to say, well, I believe what my pastor believes. But, I mean, you have to experience what your pastor experienced as well, what he's preaching. So, amen. And there it was. Amen. And that's so much of it there. It's so precious. Amen. And what was he going to do? Amen. What was he going to do? Hallelujah. He was going to build his church on this revelation of who he is. And he's done it. Hallelujah. He's done it. And the bride. Amen. And he said, I love that song. Down from his glory. Amen. Expresses the supreme deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything. Amen. And now he says, look. And I saw it, I think, was in here, wasn't it? It's up there, the picture of Sunset Mountain. And you can see Brother Branham's profile there if you look. Amen. And he says here, it's constantly unrolling. The very things happening to the picture being Jesus standing, looking at us, and now exactly on Sunset Mountain and the sunset light, the evening light has come. God vindicated himself. Amen. The facts that God and Christ are one. Amen. That white wig around him was the very angels themselves, he says. Wonderful. Hallelujah. And we love them. We love that revelation. Amen. And he... right in that man dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Oh my, we could say it. I was thinking there, you know, I love when, even today I'll just see how the Lord leads us today. But, you know, when Jesus was going to be baptized, Brother Branham says, and he walked along the path with Lazarus, his friend. The both of them went together. You know, they're wonderful that a prophet could look back and see. Amen. Could look back and see that. See Adam and Eve leaving the Garden of Eden. Amen. And some of the stories he tells you, you can see he's seeing it. Right there, because he's a seer, or a prophet, a seer. Amen. And so it's wonderful. Hallelujah, how it all comes. Amen. Now, hallelujah. Okay, now, praise the Lord. Amen. Okay. So if that divine deity that he's going to build his church on, amen, this is a little handful on purpose for you. This is a little handful on purpose for you. Amen. For Ruth this morning. Amen. When she's gleamed in the field. Amen. And praise God. See, they left little handfuls on purpose and she come, oh my. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't get them every day, but my goodness, God gives you them when you need them. A little handful on purpose. Something special. He does something nice for you. Hallelujah. Now, Moses was given a rod. Amen. A judgment rod. And he went down right there from when he threw it down there right in the burning bush and turned to a serpent and he picked it up again by the tail. Which I wouldn't advise anybody to do, but God told him to do it. And as you heard the brother saying today, even if a donkey talks to you and he tells you the truth, just believe what he just told you, because it's the truth. Amen. So, and here he was, he obeyed that voice, and he went down there. Amen. And the Egyptians, had they known, they would have taken it off him. And that's right. And then what like Samson and his hair. See, they didn't know until he gave in to Delilah. Amen. It's a bad thing, folks. And you young people here, amen, don't ever get married to somebody because you look at their looks. Amen. I can show you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to leave some photographs out and you'll see when I was young and my wife were young and the kids were sitting on our knees. I'm going to leave them out today that you can see some of the little photographs that I brought over. But listen, you never marry because of looks. Now, that could be a first attraction that you like a person to see. That's okay. But my, it has to be character. It has to be someone that's going to love you. Amen. Someone that's going to, we know that you loved your wife. You know, that went all over the south of Donegal. Amen. People, even last Friday I was talking to a man and he's telling me about how good I was to my wife, and she passed away in March. That was Friday there before I came over here. Amen. I'll tell you, it's just wonderful. And what a testimony. Praise God, you did really love her, didn't you? Amen. I sure did. And I still love her. Hallelujah. I still wear the wedding band. Amen. I'm not going to marry anybody else. I've got one wife. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you what, I can't wait to be joined with her. Amen. Absolutely. Okay. So, But you know, the world will always miss it. You know, when Balaam and his time, and I'm going as fast as I can, but I'll get there. Amen. We made a deal, so we'll keep that. But you know, in Balaam's time, that's what convinced him to go ahead with the big party. Right. He said, surely these people, look at them down there in Israel. That couldn't be the promised people of God. Right. And looking on the outward appearance. You see an old person like that? Surely that couldn't. What could that old fella do? Amen. But I'll tell you what. Hallelujah. He missed it. Balaam missed it. Hallelujah. For they were. Because the shout of the king was in the camp. And if there's any shout of the king today, it's in the bride of Jesus Christ. Round the world. Round the world. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know, my daughter was over in Canada there. And again, even when the sisters came from Canada at one time, they said, that's just exactly the same in our church. Same spirit. Same. Of course it is. Because we're exactly the same family. We're exactly the same bride. Amen. And he's not ministering of one greater than another one, or sat in one up higher than another one. We're all the family of God, the saints of God, and the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I love that. And so here he was, and they missed it. The Egyptians missed it. The Philistines missed it with Samson, that his hair grew again. Amen. And three times Moses raised that rod. Hallelujah. And they didn't know what was happening. They didn't know. And you know, when it's a wonderful thing, I'm not going to talk about the devil today, but whoo, amen. There's only about three times in the Bible that he's actually recorded as saying anything. But you know, amen, we're not going to talk to him today, but he missed this. He didn't know what was going on. And when Brother Branham could look at you people and say, the devil doesn't know what to do with you. He can't handle you. Hallelujah. You've overcome him. He knows you've beat him. Hallelujah. He knows it. He walked back there and said to all them demons, they can't, Lord, we can't do it. We can't break through that bloodline. We can't break through that Holy Ghost. Amen. And it's wonderful. So I think that's a wonderful thing for to be told that the devil doesn't know what to do with me. I'm sure he doesn't. We've tried many things, you know. Praise God. But hallelujah. And three times it's recorded, bringing the plagues over the Egyptians. My, raise up your rod over that and then strike the river or whatever. Amen. And he did it. Hallelujah. And something happened. Amen. And then, praise God, when Joshua was fighting. Amen. Sorry, when they crossed the Red Sea again. Don't cry. Speak. Just raise up that rod again. And tell them to go forward. Hallelujah. Not backward. Forward. Hallelujah. And so there, then, when Joshua fought the Amalekites. And he would have the rod up. And he was older and getting tired. And so they got a rock, sat him on it, and held up his hands while that rod was there. And the victory was given. Three times it's recorded that he did that there. Amen. Now, hallelujah. And the victory came when he did that, the final victory. But listen to this. Amen. We've got a rod far greater than what Moses ever had. We have got the name restored back to us. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ restored back to us. Hallelujah. And that'll do more than raising a rod over anything. But that was God's way. But now we've got the name and we don't use it enough. Hallelujah. We don't bind the devil enough. Brother Branham says, amen, and we should, because not to let him get the victory over you. Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah. And so what a thing. Amen. The Roman came and said to Jesus, now, when Jairus came, he said, come and lay your hands on my daughter. Amen. But when the centurion came, he recognized something. And it's good to recognize. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I didn't finish that story about the little deaf girl. Because on the second night, when she was there, I looked down and I said, my, that's faith. And I went down. And you know the scripture says it, that faith worketh by love. Yes. And it means it. Right. It really means it. Faith does work by love. And I looked down and I said, well, that's amazing. That deaf girl and her mama's brought her out again tonight. Well, I'll go down and pray again tonight. Hallelujah. Only this time it was different. Amen. As I went up to that girl, started to pray for her. Hallelujah. Amen. What happened was I could feel a lovely sweetness come down. And a love that went out. Amen. For this child that was stricken in this way. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you what, when we prayed for her. Amen. And just as I finished praying, she let out a yell. Hallelujah. Amen. And she ran out of the place. And I never knew it till I read Brother Branham on it. Amen. He said, that's what happened. happens. Sometimes they've never heard for years and years or whatever. Maybe from birth. I don't know. But it wasn't me that opened their ears. Praise the Lord. But by just giving the gift of faith, hallelujah. And I'll tell you what, folks. You know when them things happen, you don't need to wait for the Holy Ghost to come down. He'll fall. And he fell on all the people. And people were falling all over the place. He said, amen. Did you do that? No, I did not do that. I was only there. I seen it in Africa too. I was only there when it happened. Amen. And it was wonderful. Amen. And I better go on. I'll just leave that there. I can say a little more, but I won't. Amen. So praise God. And that lovely name to have it. Amen. What a name. Amen. Praise God. In my name you shall cast out. As a matter of fact, the Bible says not only cast out devils, and I've done it many times. Amen. But and seen the sick healed from it. But I'll tell you what, amen, the Bible says this, and how could anybody believe in anything else when it says, everything you do, do all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, where did that's kind of narrows it down a wee bit there, doesn't it? Hallelujah. So you can't do nothing. You can't receive your drink of water. You can't do nothing other than in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And of course, we know that is who the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is. Amen. But that was to be a test for them. Amen. Now, and so praise the Lord. But when that Roman came, he had authority, and he knew it. Amen. And he said, I can say that, soldier. Yep. And he said, now you speak, Lord, it'll happen. And he said, I've never found greater faith in all Israel. So that's where we're at. We've got that name. Oh, my, what a wonderful thing. Amen. You know, I'll just say this very quickly, brother, because some of you may have heard this and some of you might have. Brother Branham was over in Germany. And there was a gang of wizards or whatever you call them. And anyway, so this head wizard or whatever, he kind of thought, well, we're going to have some sport with this American evangelist. And so he challenged him, amen, to prove his power. And so he said, now I'm going to do something here, and I want you to undo it. And Brother Branham, listening very carefully, And he lifted the table off the floor. He lifted the table off the floor. And he said, now can you get it down? And Brother Simon looked at him and said, yeah, yeah. He said, well, in the name of William Branham, come down. And nothing happened. Oh, my, what a smirk on his face. I see, he's just another, just one of these guys, yeah, big talk. You know, all wind, no sails. And he said, okay. He said, well, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, come down. Nothing happened. And oh, he was really smiling now. Amen. But then that prophet, you could just imagine him if you could see what it would be like. He would just get real and the hairs in his face would stand out and he would just tilt over and he would just turn around with that authority and he would say, in the name of Jesus Christ, come down. Hallelujah. And that table hit the floor so hard it nearly broke it. Amen. There's the power. That's what you've got. Never be afraid to use that name. Everything. Lord, I ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So hallelujah. Now, and amen. This coming up to the end now, but I want to just say this. I might go on later. I'm not 100% sure about that. But because the life that I now live, you can go right back to the beginning. We're right into the mind of God. Amen. And the life you're living now was all done then. Everything was done then. Hallelujah. In the mind of God. Amen. The eternal mind of God. Amen. How I got there, the answer I may never know. But I'll tell you, I know I was there. That's all I know. Amen. That's all you need to know. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Yeah. So, amen. Here he was, a Paul, the great apostle and man of God, wrote these words. No doubt thinking, no doubt at all, he was thinking of his own life. A Pharisee of the Pharisees, sat under Gamaliel, would have rose high to ranks in the organization of the Pharisees. And one day, just one day and one moment in that day, his life was changed forever. Yes. Amen. I had the pleasure of, and it's off the beaten track, it's not on the tourist trail. You can go to the Marmatime prison, and you can go right down the wooden stairs and right down to the big cave where they had Paul incarcerated. Amen. Down there, and no wonder he could say to Timothy, bring the cloak and a little candle and some parchment. Amen. It wasn't easy, but he said, I'm now ready to be offered. I'm ready to go, and there is a crown. Amen. Waiting for me. I used to have a little badge here where there was a crown and a cross inside it. Amen. I don't know how. I'll probably get my suit clean one day and I've misplaced it. But I believe that with all my heart. No cross, no crown. Amen. The price of suffering, The price of sympathy, when people come and say, look, we're sorry, this is happening to you, that's the price of suffering. You only get sympathy when you're suffering. Amen. And so praise the Lord. Here he was. Amen. And what happened that day was what happened to you and I, of maybe all of us, I hope so, but where we met the Lord. Where we met the Lord. And here he was on the Damascus Road, breathing out utterings and what he was going to do. And he was going to destroy them. And he'd do it for the Pharisees in Jerusalem, bringing them all back in chains and whatever. Amen. But he met that pillar of fire. And that pillar of fire always identifies itself. I am Jesus, who you are persecuting. Amen. What a change. And he's off the ground. He's lying there and the light's shining. He heard the voice. The other ones didn't, but he heard the voice. Praise God. I heard the voice. Amen. I'm glad I heard his voice. Hallelujah. And he said, it's hard. It's hard for you to kick against the pricks. It is hard. Amen. And the pricks are the wooden little staves, you know, with the donkey. You're talking about the mule this morning. And Brother Branham said, a mule would wait its whole life to kick you once. Just wait one time where you bend down and it'll kick you. Amen. There you are. So don't trust the mule. Amen. A hybrid. Never trust a hybrid. Nothing. And I'm not going to get into your eating habits either. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so here he was, that now his life had been so changed that he could say to the Galatians, the life I now live. It's a different life. I know what I was. I know, and the brother said it this morning, amen, that, you know, you might say, I've never done anybody any harm in my life. Amen. But your righteousness in God's sight was like filthy rags. Hallelujah. And you got all that changed. Now you're wearing the white linen, the righteousness of the saints today. That's a wonderful change. There's a great change. Amen. And praise God, the new birth has transformed us into the man that we are, the people we are, the new birth, the whole thing. Amen. That justification and sanctification and baptism in that water. Hallelujah. And that water ain't going to regenerate anything. My goodness, I baptized people in filthy water. I was over in Turkey, and I was in a Turkish a bath for men, a big pool. It was 34 degrees. I think it was really hot. And you couldn't stay there but a few minutes, and you had to get out and pour all the water over you again to cool you down. And I was with Brother Jason DeMar at the time. And he called down, he said, Brother George, would you come up? And I said, yeah. And I waited up. He said, this brother wants to be baptized. And I said, right, really? Right in the middle of a Turkish bath? And I said, really? So I've been in ice cold water. I've been in dirty water. I've been in the cleanest of clean waters. And I've been in hot water as well. But it doesn't matter what the water is. The water ain't going to do nothing for you anyways. It's the Holy Ghost as your regenerator. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, amen. And Paul could say, as Brother Wade said this morning, Timothy, you've known my manner of life. That your life speaks. That's what speaks. Amen. One of my neighbors said to me, George, she said, you do not really know how much you're respected in this whole area. Well, I got an idea of it when we had, when we brought my wife down to the church. And you know, when my mother-in-law died over in America, at some of the churches that they, or even in one of the homes, funeral homes, that you folks would lay them like this here, horizontal, in front of the platform. But I was going to do that with my mother-in-law, and the undertaker, he says, no, you can't do that, you know, has to be this way here. And I said, well, whatever, go ahead, don't really matter, he's not going to mind. Amen. She's horizontal or vertical, you know. So praise God, you know. And it was the same. It was the same when we were getting the brother that took my wife's funeral service. No, I'm not going to go into that maybe today. Praise the Lord. I just want to finish now because I promised a word. Amen. You've known my manner of life. Hallelujah. That's the good thing. And that speaks. I remember where I worked, every time I'd go away, one of the little Catholic women, she'd say, oh, Brother George, how did it go? Where did you go? What did you do? And all. I said, I'd tell her, ooh. That's wonderful, you know. I'll tell you what, that little woman died of cancer, and I believe that she was a justified woman. And just about 3 weeks ago, when we had on the 9th of September, we had our, more than 3 weeks now, we had our anniversary service, and there was two Catholic people came in to that, and I'm not going to go into that long story, but the event of it was that the anointing that was there that day, amen, and that brought that man over the line. Amen. An old man, he's in nothing good health, but it got him to, he said, I've accepted Christ into my heart. My wife doesn't understand it. She wants to stay a Catholic. Oh, that's okay. But to her, but I tell you what, he says, now I know I'm going to heaven. I've accepted the Lord. I've accepted his forgiveness. You know, washed in the blood. That's anytime, anyone that you can get saved, get them saved and let it go from there. Amen. So praise the Lord. You've known my charity and long suffering. Well, our lives have been changed. And I could go right back because I've got another note on it where how much our lives have been changed since we were born. Right? God was, we were born sons of God. Amen. And now, right up to where we are today and how long. Amen. And God has been so faithful over the years. I tell you what, I worked it out, Brother Wade, I think about 2.5 million miles. I don't think there's anybody here, maybe there is, that ever traveled 2.5 million miles. But I did in my lifetime. I did in my lifetime. Serving the God that we're speaking about today, the God that you know and love, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And it's wonderful. And I don't regret a mile that I've traveled for the Lord. Amen. We're not the same. We've quit the old life. Hallelujah. We have a new one. And it just gets, the more you go on, the more you drop off the things and couldn't care less. You know, amen. And praise God. We've got a new life, a new nature. Hallelujah. That soul's been quickened in us, surely. Amen. Restored to its proper place. Amen. And even we can go back before the beginning and find ourselves in the mind of God, where our names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life. How wonderful is that? Absolutely. I know where I started. I know he foreknew me. I know he predestinated me. He foreordained me to salvation and sonship. And the glorious thing with God is that, well, that he just made a robot out of you. No, he did not. No, he did not. Because the way he worked it, hallelujah, he knew what you would do. And not only that there, but he had foreordained what you would do. But he had to call you, and you had to answer the call. And you did it, maybe in your bedroom, maybe in the church, maybe wherever. Hallelujah. But you heard the call, and you answered it, and you give him your life and your heart. Hallelujah. And you didn't know that you were fulfilling Scripture. Amen. Praise God. So it's so wonderful. Amen. And hallelujah. Now, and I'm just finishing up right now. I'm just coming up there to the, just about a minute after, but I'm finishing here. So, amen. Our name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He said, I know he called me, and I answered that call. Now, and I know that is in his mind, I was already glorified, not in this flesh, but in a glorified body. Wow. And we are not in that literal millennium, not yet. But I know I will be there with my precious wife, and I'll be doing in the millennium. You know, you say, Brother George, what do you think about the millennium? What will you be doing in the millennium? I'll tell you what I'll be doing in the millennium. Could you hear this? I've been an ambassador for Christ for 30-odd years. And I'll tell you what, in the millennium, I'll still be an ambassador for Jesus Christ. There you go. There you go. 31 countries. 31 countries. And I'm sure some of you folks will maybe say to name them out today. Well, if you take the time, I'll write them down. I'll name them out for you. Praise God. I baptized a woman in the River Jordan and never met her in my life. Amen. That's another story. I'm finishing. Hallelujah. So we're living a different life now. Amen. A Christian life. Hallelujah. In which we cannot be lost. Oh, how could you be lost? Amen. You're part of God. God can't lose himself. Amen. And praise the Lord. We're living by his faith. Amen. That's a wonderful thing. The same faith. Oh, God, help us there. Amen. The faith being the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And Jesus Christ, how wonderful is that? Amen. So I'm 4 minutes over the time. I hope that's acceptable. Amen. But I want to say this, folks. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah. We're running the race. We're finishing the course because the prize is set before us. Hallelujah. And God bless you today. Amen. Maybe I'll just have a word of prayer and praise God. I know we're tight for time. Amen. And gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for your presence with us from the moment we entered into the church, Lord. Father, your presence here, your angels here, Lord, and your precious people just here on this Lord's day to worship you in spirit and in truth. So, Lord, Lord God, amen, we just thank you, Lord, line upon line, precept upon precept. Oh, Father God, you know what you're doing, and we just love you. Amen. And we just rest on that. And Lord Jesus, we do pray that you'll bless every head that's bowed in your presence right now. Lord, we know many would have issues in their life. Lord, we know many are going through troubled waters. But dear God, isn't it so precious to know that our lifeguard knows how to walk on the sea. So, Lord, you can rescue us even from the raging sea. Lord, you know all about us, and I'm glad you know all about me, what I need, Lord, and I know you'll meet it, Lord, because you're a good God, a gracious God. And so, Father, we thank you. Bless the church, Lord. Bless us this afternoon. Just say what you want to say, Lord. Father God, we surrender all to you, Lord. And Father God, as we break up now for a short season, that you'll be with us in Jesus Christ's name, we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Let me brother Wade. God bless you. I'm sorry.
No, he just reaches and gets us. Okay, we're going to sing a song, and if you have a need, we sure will pray with you. Brother George has been around the world. He is absolutely, let me tell you something just for a minute about Brother George. Brother George has never, he's worked for a living, he's made his own way, he worked for a pharmaceutical company, American pharmaceutical company there in Ireland, and he's never asked. And he's went to all those countries. But we've always, always tried to help him to go. He's never asked for anything at all, nothing. But Dad's always been faithful to give Brother George some little extra cash. Because them 2.5 million miles, I hope you got frequent flyer miles. But that costs a lot of money. So why I'm saying this is I asked him yesterday, I said, Brother George, now that everything's kind of settled down and he can get out, I said, do you want to travel again? He said, Brother Wade, I have a desire to travel again, as long as he can. Okay, as long as he can. So as a church, if you don't mind, we'll give him some funds to do that with. If he's ready to go back, then we're gonna help, just like Brother Dale did, we're going to help fund that, Brother George. So you just let Brother Terrence know, or Sister Lisa, and he's never asked. He didn't even know I was going to say this. But that's the reason I asked him yesterday. I said, you want to travel again? Because I'm telling you, he's had done a lot of work in a lot of small places like Vietnam, Thailand,
Cambodia,
Myanmar,
yeah.
All the different places.
Indonesia.
Yes, Indonesia. And he says he had a desire to go back to the Philippines also. So we're going to pray about that, number one. And then Brother George, if you need the funds, we'll get you some funds to go. Okay? We sure will. Because he's retired now. And... And he's living on his Social Security, kind of Social Security, so.
More than enough,
okay. Well, we're going to give you a little extra, so you just see Brother Terrence and then do what we usually do. Amen. But, Brother, listen, he works. When he goes, he works. Not like a man that works for a living and then does. I know you get to a time and place where a pastor doesn't need to work because he's got a lot of work to do, but Brother George worked. He always worked for a living. To get him something to where he can, when he's retired, he can still travel. And then God took a purpose to take his wife home, but she was there retired also with him. And we sure appreciate all. I never met Sister Jackie, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to mark that day. I'm going to mark that day when she comes walking through the door at 18 years old. And we know there's a hole there, Brother George. But God fill that hole for you. Fill that desire of your heart to go and preach to the people in the other countries. And we sure appreciate Brother George. Let's sing, Lord, Prepare Me to Be a Sanctuary.
Oh, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. We're
in about 3 weeks ago, that wouldn't have happened. We serve a mighty God.
Amen.
He can do it any way he wants to. He can do it instantly, or he can do it over time. We thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Amen.
That ought to give you some faith.
Yes.
That ought to give you some faith. We believe in doctors. We believe in nurses. We believe in therapists. But we know there's a God that gives strength. And we pray that that will that'll boost your faith a little bit.
Amen.
See that big guy back with us. Amen. We're going to go see him. And you can go see him and visit with him at pretty much any time you want to. So one of us will probably be there. Mom will be there for sure. But if you want to visit, just call before you come so the room won't be full. But he may not want to. He may not converse much with you. But you know what? He lightens up when people come in the room. So he knows who you are. So we sure appreciate the Lord. We appreciate them bringing that, sending that video. And we're going to go ahead and pray. If you have a need, take it right there where you're at. All right? And then we'll be back at 2 o'clock with Brother George. Speaking the word to us. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for our brother. Lord, you've given him long life, and he has not wasted that life. He's been around this world, Lord, telling the people of Jesus Christ. And then coming back home, and Lord, as we were talking yesterday, the testimonies of maybe the neighbor didn't speak to him much during his lifetime, but after all this, they tell him, say, we admire you. We admire your stand. We appreciate you the way you are and the way you treated your wife and all the different things. Lord, people are watching. People are watching everything we do, Lord. And I pray, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that we'll project that to others. That there'll not be a question whether we are a Christian or not. Lord, day before yesterday, I was talking to the man up there at the hunting camp, and we were talking about Christianity, and Lord, I was able just for a moment to tell him that all Christians are not Christians.
That's right.
It's the ones that act different. That you cause us to act different. As Paul said, the life I now live.
Yeah.
In other words, he used to live a previous life where he was a persecutor. He hated a Christian. And now, being a church age messenger, how many Christians did he bring in to the fold? Father, I pray that you use each and every one of us. Lord, use those therapists and different doctors to give them the natural ability to help us with these old bodies that are getting old. And Father, I pray that if there be any need in this room today, Lord, that you would heal them, Father. That you'll touch, Lord, even the ones that are not here, Lord. Sister Frieda and different ones, Lord, we cry out to you, Lord, to help each and every one of them. Lord, your word will not return void. It'll do exactly what it said it would do, Lord. So, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you today to, Lord, grant every desire in this building this morning, Lord. And, Lord, as we take for a moment to eat a natural meal, Lord, I pray that you give Brother George strength, that you'll touch his heart, Lord, to speak to us, Father, and it'll be you speaking to us this afternoon, Lord. We pray these things in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you. I'm sorry? We have a visitor with us today. Where? Oh, Lord mercy. What? She got her hand up. Look at baby. Good to have her with us today. She ain't a visitor no more.
Amen.
Man, look at that head of hair. Wow. Good job. What's her name? Nellie Bell? Nellie Bell. Nellie Bell, and that's old man's grandson, granddaughter over there. But good to have you with us. Good to see you both. It's Callie and Lord Sterling grew up in this church, so he ain't no visitor. I knew he wasn't when Terrence was pointing at him, like, he ain't no visitor. I see what he's holding now. So he's holding that newborn baby. So, Lord bless you. You're going to need help and prayer. And not in that order. Prayer, then help. So Lord bless you. You're dismissed. Be back in 2 o'clock.
Prepare me. sing.